Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Do not listen to the radios and the satellite TV channels that only want to create chaos and to make people make Egypt look bad.
I don't have to work too hard at that. That's the Vice President of Egypt, Omar Suleiman, addressing the protesters in Cairo. Sounds like we're trading one dictator for another, doesn't it? All of the things that we've heard, the president says now he's not going to step down. Protesters have been demonstrating now for almost 3 weeks all across Egypt, and that's the number one, the protests, the politics of Egypt, number one this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a review of what's going on in the world of news talk radio and television, the political side of things. Normally, we certainly heat things up here. You wonder about the politics there. Is there a left? Is there a right? Yeah, that's why the protests, and that's why the demand for change, it would seem. I'm Doug Steffen here, Talk Radio Review. As we look at the top 10 for the week ending Friday, February the 11th, let's go through a rundown of the top 10. In fact, the numbers from Talkers Radio, which is the big buzz, the talk radio world served by several trades. Talkers considered to be number one, monitoring talk radio programs like we do all across the country to determine this list. Lindsay Lohan facing felony charges that she shoplifted a $2,500 necklace from a jewelry store, number 10. Number 9, aftermath of the Super Bowl, lots of discussion about the commercials and people didn't get seats and all of that sort of thing. The severe winter weather and continuing focus on, is it global warming, ooh. Number 8, Julian Assange in the focus, and WikiLeaks, legal problems are his main concern, and a lot of people talking about that this week. At number 7, the AOL purchase of the Huffington Post. Number 6, and future of Arianna Huffington looks pretty bright. Number 5, the scandal surrounding Congressman Christopher Lee, who resigned, as you'll recall, after his shirtless photo showed up on Craigslist. President Obama's proposal to extend jobless aid to states, number 4 in the countdown. The effort to repeal or at least defund the health care reform bill, number 3. Number 2, budget cuts, proposals for that. And, of course, number 1, as I've mentioned, is Egypt. Let's listen in to a California show hosted by John and Ken, who think it's time that somebody storms the palace and forces Mubarak out.
We're in this routine now where it seems like nothing happens for a few days. Then there's talk that Mubarak may resign and or leave. Everybody in the crowd gets excited.
Who
that
makes
was again
this talk? The only guy who would know is the president himself, and he's never said he's going to leave. He's never given any indication. What's all this twittering about? What's all this rumoring about? No, seriously. I've heard this for 3 weeks. Oh, he's going to resign. He's going to resign. They have plans to play. It's like, what? He's not resigning. Why would he? So, would you resign if you were running a country? You had absolute dictatorial powers.
They're about to carry him out nude. And that's,
you know what?
That's the scary part.
How come they haven't stormed his...
Like you said, chase him to the airport.
Well, they haven't done that yet. They're standing down in the square.
So he's getting more confident after three weeks that they're not going to do that.
Well, I wouldn't run if all they're doing is waving flags and banners and chanting. It's like, you're going to come get me.
What would the military do if they made a rush at the palace?
Who the hell knows?
Is it far from Tahrir Square? Do you know?
I don't know. I don't know. But what they ought to do is you got to go right into his bedroom. He's got to feel physically threatened. That's how you get rid of these guys.
John and I were talking off the air. I mean, there is something comical about this. Not just that the crowd rejoices and gets angry again, but that Mubarak keeps playing this little shell game. Which one do you think it's under? Here's today's deal. And, of course, the news was, and it wasn't official, that he was going to resign. Well, actually, he did resign, turning over, he claims, a number of the powers of the presidential office to the vice president, who, ironically, his last name is Suleiman, just like Nadia Suleiman Akdamah. Which I find very disturbing.
Probably a cousin. But that's probably fake anyway. He's just saying, oh, okay, the guy next to me has the power. Yeah, you believe that one? How do you sign over the powers to a vice president?
They want him to leave the country.
How's that binding?
Because you're absolutely right. The people that are angry with him, the hundreds of thousands that have been camped out in this square, are not going to believe that anything's changed unless he's gone.
Well,
he's saying things like, the country's already on the road to democracy and progress. You'll see. Well, they don't want to wait a year to see. They don't want to wait until September
to see. Well, because
he
wouldn't do anything about it. If you ever listen to a dictator who says wait and see, you're going to be waiting and seeing for the rest of your life. That's just a bunch of words to try to calm people down to see if you can play them for suckers. And the Egyptian people so far are not playing the sucker anymore. They want to see him gone. I mean, he fired his cabinet, and then he rehired half the cabinet back.
Yeah, well.
And that was a sign that he's just bluffing. It's a series of Egyptian bluffs. It's like they do in the bazaar. And when we went to Egypt, everything was a negotiation. And it's like $50 for this little alabaster pyramid.
You are seeing, you're right, a very public political negotiation going on where Mubarak keeps throwing out little bones to see, will you take this and will you go home? And they're not.
No. There's John and Ken, a very successful radio program. A lot of opinions come out of listening to them talk. Here is New York Times writer David Salinger talking to Steve Scott on his radio program about the U.S. stand with regard to Egypt.
It is a complicated relationship. It always has been. And it is a contest right now between, I think, the Obama administration's hopes for the Middle East and its fears of what could go wrong. The hope, of course, is that the kind of uprising that we have seen in Egypt gets channeled into the creation of a productive democracy, and over time turns the Egyptian government into something truly responsive to its people. Exactly what President Obama laid out in his Cairo speech in 2009, and that President Bush laid out in his second inaugural address. I think that the big fear out there now is that there's a long history of uprisings and revolutions like this, being, as Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton said the other day, hijacked by other forces. And so you see a hesitance by the administration to allow this process to go on too fast. And it's in the hands right now of the negotiations anyway, of Omar Suleiman, who was a right-hand man, of course, to President Mubarak and head of the intelligence service. And there's a lot of reason to question how quickly he would embrace change.
Mr. Suleiman is now the vice president, and he has said that Egypt is not ready for democracy. As much as the U.S. may hold its nose to that comment, is he right?
Well, it's hard to tell. One doesn't exactly know when a country is ready for democracy. I covered similar changes in South Korea, where a series of military and authoritarian leaders had dominated the country. South Korea was clearly ready for democracy. In Indonesia, the world's largest Muslim country, the country was clearly ready for democracy. It took a while. It's messy. It's been messy in the Philippines. But certainly if you move too rapidly and you get elections that get held before there are serious political parties that have had time to form, then you get the kind of issues that we've seen happen in Afghanistan and to some degree in the early days in Iraq.
All right, so there's another point of view, lots of different points of view, and that's why we try to bring you as many different excerpts from radio programs, callers. We take your callers as they come in at 800-510-8255. We take your calls as they come in. Some of them are edited, some of them go on live, and we also are able to get some of the other calls from the other programs, so we get a good, well-rounded approach, an idea about what people are thinking in general as to the issues of the day. We get to number two, the budget cuts, in just a moment here on the countdown.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, these days, more Americans are using their credit cards less.
Which is why Rent-A-Center is making more sense.
You can get the brands you want without having to use
and abuse credit. You don't even need a credit card.
And if you need to, you can stop and pick back up where you left off.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on your choice of two Ashley sofa and love seat sets. Rent to own with no credit needed and no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop
in the new economy.
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Does a rolling stone gather no moss? No moss. You're going to have to trust me on this one.
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%. The following contains a toll-free number for individuals looking to lose 30 pounds or more.
Please pay attention. If you would like to be among the first to try a weight loss supplement that's proven to help you lose weight, please call the toll-free number at the end of this ad. If you do, you will receive a risk-free trial of an exclusive weight loss aid that does not require a prescription. By enrolling in the 30-day risk-free trial, you'll be able to burn fat more quickly by boosting your metabolic heart rate, allowing you to lose weight in days instead of weeks. Be among the first to call and get your trial risk-free. 1-800-503-2610. Again, if you would like to try a proven weight loss supplement that could help you lose 30 pounds or more without a prescription, you may now call for the risk-free trial. Call Acai Fresh now. 1-800-503-2610. 1-800-503-2610. You may begin calling now. 1-800-503-2610.
And now, the lightning round. Old MacDonald had a farm. What did Old MacGregor have?
A labradoodle.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Helium, alfalfa.
Kumquat.
Correct. How fast can you get TV episodes from Netflix?
Instantly.
Correct! Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
American business is hopping, energized by Office Max rubber band balls, changing boring to bouncy. And we won't stop until every presentation is magic. Office Max has America's largest selection of retail ink and toner, so we have your ink. Purchase $60 in HP ink or any national brand ink and get a $15 iTunes gift card. Valid through February 12th, $60 before taxes. Offer in store only and excludes Office Max brand ink. Ink claim based on survey of select Office product superstores. Includes national and Office Max brand ink and toner and ink refill. Office Max. Work with us.
800-510-8255. Doug Steffen here on the countdown. We're focusing on the top 10 at number 2, the budget cut. Here is, or the suggestions on what to cut and what not to cut. Here are a selection of your calls on this.
Social Security has absolutely nothing to do with the deficit. That's a pay-as-you-go program. You can cut that to death, and you're not going to help the deficit. But what I would cut, some of the stuff I would cut, would be I'd cut both WARS and Prescription D program off of the budget to start with and go back to like Bush had it, so then the budget would look better to start with. Then we could all keep going on like that and play the little game that all these Republicans have loved to play, that now all of a sudden we're hurting. Of course, we were hurting just as bad under Bush and them, but we didn't have it on the budget, so we could play little counting games. Another thing I would do is I would start cutting all the subsidies for oil, coal, gas, exploration that you have out west. Most of them states, we subsidize all their business. I would also start charging a going rate to run cattle on federal land. We have all that out west. They enjoy all our federal land and don't pay the actual federal or the going rate for running cattle on federal land for pasteurized or for feeding them off of all of our land.
First thing I'd do is cut the Department of Energy out. They produce no energy, and they stop us from producing. Secondly, one thing I do not understand, we give out free meals at schools, but yet we give out food stamps. Is this ignorant or what? You got free food because we give you food stamps. Pack the kettle lunch. There's no way I should be paying for free meals for you at school.
We need to go through the entire budget. Go to Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution. There's only 17 things the government's allowed to do. Anything they're not allowed to do, you cut it from the budget. Somebody has figured out that the budget would be about 1/7 of what it is right now if they did that, and the money would be able to be raised in tariffs alone. That would solve the problems right there.
First off, it'd be foreign aid to all countries, Homeland Security, anything that funds the Patriot Act or the Young Patriot Act, DEA, corporations, and all these other subsidies, these farmers. And
all right, there's a suggestion for Congress. Number 3 up next here.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
They all laughed when I told them my body cleansing tonic was tea. But after 10 days, my body feels way more energized, and I've lost nearly 15 pounds. They're not laughing now.
That's what John from Oklahoma said about Life Change Tea.
In the 6 months of being on the tea, all my digestive problems have cleared up. My energy levels have gone way up, and my constipation problems are no more.
And that's what Michelle from California said about Life Change Tea from GetTheTea.com, the amazing all-natural tea that cleanses your body from toxins, chemicals, bacteria, viruses, and molds, while helping to lower high blood pressure, high cholesterol, lower blood sugar levels, and help you lose weight. Life Change Tea has no caffeine and is all-natural, all-organic. Go to GetTheTea.com today or call 928-308-308. 0408. That's getthetea.com or call 928-308-0408.
Life Change Tea really changes things.
.gov.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
And another exciting week for talk conversation, radio, television, left, right. You know the drill, and we're reviewing here in this hour the top stories, the topics of the week. And we've moved ourselves to number three at CPAC this week. Radio host Brian Wilson talked to Cato Institute's Michael Cannon about the need to defund health care reform.
Hopefully, you know, this is a law that deserves to be defunded in toto, but right now they're dealing with the appropriations process, they're dealing with a continuing resolution, because Congress didn't pass a budget last year. They didn't pass appropriations bills, which is what they're supposed to do. They just passed one law that said keep spending like we were spending. Everything's on autopilot. Well, what the Republicans are looking to do right now is pass a continuing resolution that keeps the government running, but that says no funds may be appropriated for Obamacare. And there are some Republicans that want to say not only will there be prospectively no additional funds appropriated for Obama to implement Obamacare, we don't want to keep spending the money that's already flowing in order that was funded through Obamacare. So right now there's a big debate within the House Republican caucus about how to handle that. Are they going to go back and get rid of all of the Obamacare funding, or just a new Obamacare funding?
Well, let me ask you about that. Considering you're the guru on this whole enchilada, wouldn't it be significant for the House to take that second step to stop any further spending, because one of the arguments that's advanced that alleges that the law will never be repealed, is because every day that goes by and all that spending takes place, it gets further and further entrenched here.
Oh, absolutely. Here, you get more and more special interests hooked on these government subsidies. They're going to resist Obamacare being repealed, so you got to cut off the money, the flow of these Obamacare funds immediately. And, there are a couple of reasons to do this. One of them is that, because it'll further entrench the law if the money keeps flowing. Another one is we don't have the money. We're running a $1.5 trillion deficit right now. We don't have the money to be spending on this. So I think that as much Obamacare money as Congress can cut off, they should cut off, and I think that should be all of it. There's some, as I said, a debate among House Republicans about will they do all of that now or just cut off prospective funds. And that's, I think, getting lost at the grassroots level. There are a lot of Tea Party activists who elected a lot of Republicans who are right now saying, we didn't elect you guys so that you could cut off part of Obamacare's funding. We elected you guys so you could cut off all of it. And I think they've got a powerful case that, the public is going to fall on deaf ears if Republicans say, well, we, because of the rules of the appropriations process and other rules of the House, we couldn't cut off all of Obamacare's funding.
All right. So most of us, especially if we're in business, are in favor of some kind of repeal, at least of the funding of this thing. That is, withstanding the fact that there's a good idea here, fixing health and health care in our country, but this isn't a business, at least what they put forth doesn't make a whole lot of sense. Okay, let's get to number five. Here is the story of Congressman Lee and the scandal surrounding him. Here's from a talk radio program, David Cantonese, is from political.com, talking about the scandal itself.
This is a story that was broken by Gawker, sort of a gossip, flashy website that, many of us maybe in the mainstream media would scoff about. But they took down a New York congressman yesterday within hours, publishing racy pictures of him that he posted on Craigslist that they had obtained. It turned out to be true, it appears. I mean, the congressman resigned in just hours, and it shows the power of the internet, bloggers, third-party sites that we might not consider mainstream journalists, can have an impact on the political debate and force a retirement in a record amount of time. You see some guys that get away with their personal picadillos. I mean, David Vitter down there in Louisiana, was basically, hanging out with prostitutes.
Controversy about our politicians. 28 after the hour.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Reduce email storage and get compliant.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver is an integrated hardware and software solution that indexes and preserves all email communication and attachments. With no per-user fees and a quick setup, the Barracuda Message Archiver is the best solution for reducing the cost of email storage while ensuring government and litigation compliance. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM. Or visit Barracuda.com.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Does a rolling stone gather no moss? No moss. You're going to have to trust me on this one.
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Can you get long-lasting pain relief without taking pills all day?
Yes, with Thermacare heat wraps.
I was surprised. I got real relief without pills.
I could actually feel the real heat of Thermacare relax and unlock my tight muscles.
Over 8 hours, Thermacare is more effective for back pain than the maximum dose of acetaminophen, the medicine in Tylenol.
No pills, no pain, just relief.
Try Thermacare heat wraps. Go to Thermacare.com for a $3 off coupon now. Use as directed.
At Better Oats Oatmeal, we asked ourselves, how can we make the world better? Sky bikes that run on hydrogen? The world's biggest snow cone? Or we could just offer the world better oatmeal. So we got to work. We made instant oatmeal infinitely more awesome. Say hello to Better Oats brand oatmeal with 100% whole grain oats plus real fruit and flax. It's hearty, tasty, and comes in 28 varieties like dark chocolate and chai spice. It's simply better, and we guarantee it. If you don't think so, we'll give you your
GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
At hempusa.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines. It seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and begin to see a different world.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Fan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month, they completely vanished.
Usually, you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Radio 810-800-510-8255. So we have covered thus far in this hour, number one, the political crisis in Egypt. Number two, budget cuts that have been proposed by the Republicans. Obamacare. And number three, and its possible repeal. So let's see here. Number four, the jobless aid question, Congressman Lee now. So we get to number six, which is the story of AOL buying the Huffington Post. Here, a podcaster named Brendan Plank talks about not being able to believe AOL paid so much to Arianna Huffington.
So the Huffington Post has mind-bogglingly been bought by AOL for $315 million. Now, this is a site that Arianna Huffington started in 2005 for a little more than $2 million. And she really didn't have any digital media experience at the time, but she decided to throw her hat in the ring and create a site that was really geared towards, you know, social media and kind of harnessing the power of the internet before a lot of other companies knew how powerful social media and online networking was really going to be. And that was the one thing that Arianna Huffington was great at, was networking with people. And so she used her contacts to create a celebrity contributor list of people, activists, different well-known people in politics and the Hollywood and the entertainment industry to come on her newly formed site and contribute articles for no cost, just to get their name in print, if you will. But what's fascinating about this is that a site that was geared toward just becoming an alternative to the Drudge Report is now valued at a staggering $315 million just months after it reported that it was going to become profitable for the first time. I mean, it only had $30 million of revenue last year, but AOL expects it to be able to triple that in the next couple of years.
As a sign of the times, looking at the top stories this week, number one, the Egypt situation, number five, the Congressman Lee scandal, this one number six, and number seven, the Julian Assange stuff, those are four of the top ten that are directly related to coverage in the new media, the social media. Very interesting how this world of talk radio has changed as well. Here is talking about networking and a networker, Julian Assange, and his legal problems. Number seven, as far-reaching as this story seems to be, there's an Australian host talking here about the trouble that WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange is in. Now, again, this is in Australia, the focus on this guy.
The United States has been infuriated by the leaking of thousands of diplomatic cables by the WikiLeaks website, which detail everything from battle reports to frank character assessments of world leaders. Washington's top man in Australia says his country needs to be more vigilant about protecting its information.
We bear full responsibility for this enormous security breach. We have to work to ensure that nothing like this ever happens again. And yet, at the same time, we can't overreact. We have to continue to share sensitive information with those who need it, both within our own government and with other governments, including Australia's, in order to protect all of our security.
WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange is currently fighting extradition to Sweden, where authorities want to question him about sexual misconduct allegations, which he vehemently denies.
I would like to thank my supporters and my lawyers for continuing to help me. A process like this surely lets you understand who your friends are.
The Australian and his defence team believe if he is extradited to Sweden, the United States may then attempt to extradite him to possibly face espionage charges, which can carry the death penalty.
The US ambassador said the unauthorised release of any classified information is a crime. But he also said the United States believes it's dealt with that by charging the person it believes is responsible for that crime, in this case a soldier, Private Bradley Manning. Ambassador Bleich also stressed that the US was not conducting a crusade against Julian Assange.
The concerns we have do not center on Julian Assange, and they never should have. There have been individual Americans who have said reckless and irresponsible things about him in the wake of the first tranche of releases. But these statements are completely at odds with the actions and the policy of the United States, and we repudiate them.
It's Ambassador Blash's belief that by releasing classified diplomatic cables, WikiLeaks will actually damage freedom of expression rather than enhance it.
In reality, if candid information and its sources are going to be revealed, people are going to be less candid. They're going to be less honest. They will tend to share less. They will tend to share with fewer people. And they will rarely make a written record of it.
800-510-8255. We get finished counting down the top 10. We have time for a few calls from you about any of these stories that have pushed your button this week. That one always pushes my button because I think the right side of the political spectrum tries to make something out of this guy, and so do. It's interesting how the Republicans and the Democrats are together on this only if they are hacks. The average person thinks that what has come out of this is great. Nobody's been hurt, and we're learning a lot more about the sausage making. That is how our government operates and other governments as well, plus the big businesses, the corruption that's there. This guy is not a bum. He's a hero, as far as I'm concerned, anyway. Your thoughts, again, as I underscore 800-510-8255 being the connection number here. Number eight, the winter weather that we're going through across much of the country. Global warming at the end of the week. Finally, it seems, although the record low temperatures recorded in Oklahoma this week make us wonder, okay, is there any break to this? But there seems to be, in the Northeast especially, a little bit less worry about what the rest of the winter is going to be about. Here, talk host Yank Unger and the Young Turks take a look at this connection between severe weather and global warming.
These idiots are for real. I thought they were kidding around. Now I've seen like 20 different clips where they're like, oh, big snowstorm in the East Coast. What happened to global warming? It doesn't seem very warm out there now. I'm like, hey, come on, you please don't tell me that you're this dumb. But of course they are. And what's more important is they think that their audience is really dumb. And they think, well, this is going to be easy to trick them on this issue. Snow, not warm. Too easy. Now, of course, let's start with the basics. There's a difference between weather and climate, for people who don't understand. Weather is something that happens in a very small period of time. Like today, the weather is cloudy, right? Climate is something that happens over a large period of time. The climate of the Earth in a year, in the last 10 years, etc. For example, in the last 10 years, we had the warmest decade in recorded history. So the fact that we had the warmest decade in recorded history is not negated by one snowstorm in the middle of February on the East Coast. And understand that the climate change at this point is fairly small. It's a little over 1 degree difference. Now, if it gets to 4 degrees, that's an enormous difference and will cause tremendous fluctuation in weather patterns and will have enormous consequences throughout the world, ice caps melting, et cetera, et cetera. But a little over 1 degree is what we have now in terms of change, in terms of it getting warmer. Now, so on a given day in Washington, when let's say it would be 24 degrees outside, even if climate change applied to every single day, right, which it doesn't because the weather fluctuates all the time throughout the seasons, throughout the year, et cetera. I'm telling the most obvious things, but apparently people don't get it, right? You got to tell it in a simple way to the Republicans. So even if it applied every single day, instead of being 24 degrees, it'd be 25 degrees, and you'd still get snow. You see what I'm saying? Okay. It doesn't mean because you have global warming that it's never going to snow anymore. And it's not a 20-degree difference, not a 30-degree difference. If it was, it would already be in more trouble than you could imagine.
The right of center not served well there because these guys are left of center. But, again, that's very... His point about just because the temperatures go down doesn't mean that we don't have global warming is a point well made, well taken, and well understood. Something that I'm sure will be in focus many, many times as the weather continues to be kind of mind-boggling. This has been the coldest January in our country since 1994. The cold not expected to last, however, because, as I said, the East Coast is thawing out in Oklahoma. Temperatures there ought to rise to the 60s over the weekend, and the suggestion is they'll be in the 70s next week. So maybe the grip is gone, as it were, although February sometimes is the heaviest snow month. That's the situation with number 8, number 9, and number 10 coming up here on the countdown.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give after nasal spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Hear that? That's the sound of one driver. Now, hear that? That's the sound of 40 million drivers. That's how many drivers choose State Farm Insurance. Why do more people choose State Farm? Can everyone please jingle their car keys? Sounds like the jingle of money. Money they're saving from all those State Farm discounts. Want State Farm to find you discounts up to 40%? Go to discountdoublecheck.com and see what you could save. Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
Can you get long-lasting pain relief without taking pills all day?
Yes, with Thermacare heat wraps.
I was surprised. I got real relief without pills.
I could actually feel the real heat of Thermacare relax and unlock my tight muscles.
Over 8 hours, Thermacare is more effective for back pain than the maximum dose of acetaminophen, the medicine in Tylenol.
No pills, no pain, just relief.
Try Thermacare heat wraps. Go to Thermacare.com for a $3 off coupon now. Use as directed.
If the IRS claims you owe over $20,000 in back taxes, or if you have unfiled returns, listen up. Tax Resolution Services can help you negotiate a settlement of up to 85% off the original amount owed, including penalties and interest if you qualify. Think you can take on the IRS on your own? You're nuts. You'll get creamed. Let us help. We've offered real solutions to thousands and thousands of people, just like Jeff and Valerie W. The IRS targeted them for $29,600. They couldn't pay it. They called Tax Resolution Services, negotiated a settlement for $300. We've been around for 13 years because we built a reputation for dealing honestly with our customers. Tax Resolution Services is the highest rated national tax resolution company by the Better Business Bureau. Call my office now, and I'll guarantee on the first call with our tax consultant, we'll tell you if we can help. Put your tax tax problems behind you now.
Call 800-383-1850. That's 800-383-1850. Again, 800-383-1850.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, these days, more Americans are using their credit cards less.
Which is why Rent-A-Center is making more sense.
You can get the brands you want without having to use
and abuse credit. You don't even need a credit card.
And if you need to, you can stop and pick back up where you left off.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on your choice of two Ashley sofa and love seat sets. Rent to own with no credit needed and no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Is trying to sneak out of a really boring meeting wearing tap shoes a bad idea?
Sales growth has increased 2.9%. That's a reflection of aggressive. Ben, where are you going?
Nowhere. Headed back to my seat now.
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Doug Steffen here in the countdown at 800-510-8255. You're always welcome. Plus, email to Doug at DougSteffen.com. Follow what we're doing on Facebook, and you can check out the big box of information at DougSteffen.com regarding the countdown issues, the big stories of the week. Before we get back to number 9 and number 10, a countdown extra or two as time allows. Here's an excerpt from a talk radio host. His name is Sly. He's in Wisconsin. Here he talked about a story from San Francisco, where a school board member refused to say the Pledge of Allegiance before the meetings.
Her name is Jane Kim. She's a Korean American. She was on the school board, and she refuses to say the pledge.
She calls it a very personal decision, but as a public official, some are questioning her stance.
Ladies and gentlemen, could you please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance?
It's in the city charter that every San Francisco Board of Supervisors meeting begin with the Pledge of Allegiance, but there's no requirement that members actually say it, and newly elected Supervisor Jane Kim chooses not to. She objects to the final words, telling the San Francisco Examiner, "I don't believe we are a nation with liberty and justice for all, yet." Kim's longtime friend, Board President David Chu, defends her perspective. He recites the pledge, but doesn't see a controversy in her refusal.
I think Supervisor Kim is actually expressing her patriotism, her love for our country, by letting folks know that she hopes that, again, someday we will be in a place that truly reflects the values that are embodied in that pledge.
You know, she thinks it's patriotic not to say the Pledge of Allegiance. It's a very personal thing. No, you are elected by the people that live in your district to represent them. And when you're standing in front of that flag, and you're a Korean-American, and you've reached what you've reached, and you can't say thank you, the hell with you.
It's not. You see, we don't have liberty, Joseph.
You know what? It's true. America's not perfect. And if you're going to wait for America to be perfect until you say the Pledge of Allegiance, you'll never say the Pledge of Allegiance. I'm waiting for America to be perfect before I say the Pledge of Allegiance. I'm waiting for it. Is this a piece in the season? Get out! You don't like it? Get out!
All right, there's what you might expect from some folks. San Francisco also, Kim and Cho, a couple of members of the Board of Supervisors, and no saying of the Pledge of Allegiance. All right. Another item that was certainly talked about a great deal this week, the Patriot Act, and its rendering, whether it should be reinforced, reinstated, or voted out. Here's a caller named Charles on it.
I really think that most people don't even have an idea what the Patriot Act is all about. And they're against something that they can't understand, which actually most people, they don't understand. First off, the government is not going to tap your phone just because they want to. But here's the biggest deal about the Patriot Act. You remember when the airplane hit the 14th Street Bridge in Washington, Virginia and Maryland and D.C. police never acted together. When that happened, the Pentagon is in Virginia. And, of course, the government, they had mass confusion.
I'm confused at your point, sir, but I think the Patriot Act was a good discussion this week, so we thought we'd throw it in. Back to number 9 and number 10 in a moment on the countdown.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one, because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com, one of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are $3 for $30. And Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, down to the final two. Number nine, the Super Bowl discussions continuing from last week. Here, host Dave Logan and Lois Melkonian talk about the hundreds of people who are filing a lawsuit against the NFL after they were sold tickets, then there were no seats.
There are some really upset people in Dallas, Texas, not only because the Cowboys had a horrible year, but there were 1,250 tickets that were sold in the expanded Cowboys Stadium that they were trying to break the all-time record for most people to watch a Super Bowl. So they sold the 1,250 tickets. Long story short, the seats were not what they should have been, were not ready. They didn't work. So they relocated about 800 fans of the 1,250. But for 400 fans, they literally had to watch the game on a TV set. Now, these are fans that paid don't know what.
Lots of money.
Face value was $800, yeah. And some of these fans paid two or three or four times face value for their ticket.
Yeah.
Now, the NFL stepped in quickly and said that they wanted to make sure that the fans were taken care of, and they've offered a variety of deals, three times face value, $2,400. They've also offered a deal where you could go to next year's Super Bowl.
Right.
They've offered a deal where you could go to any Super Bowl in the future. They pay for airfare and tickets to the game.
Mm-hmm.
And when they did this so quickly, it struck me as just a tad bit desperate. And maybe the NFL knew that they were up against this, because now these 400 fans have basically filed a class action lawsuit against the Dallas Cowboys, against the National Football League, and against Jerry Jones, and they're seeking $5 million in actual damages.
And you got to wonder, some of those people who had obstructed views, Dave, and they were really ticked off because they paid top dollar, if they'll join this suit, or will it only be the ones who didn't get in? I mean, it's incredibly frustrating.
Yep. All right. Dave and Lois, thank you. And number 10 this week on the countdown is the Lindsay Lohan situation. Here, radio host Peter Tilden talks with a legal analyst about Lohan's shoplifting case and how different it would be if it was his co-host who had been arrested instead of Lindsay.
Is she getting any kind of special treatment?
Well, Peter, the celebrity justice idea does kind of rear its ugly head here. She was allowed, Lindsay Lohan was allowed to be booked at the courthouse at the time of her court appearance. Therefore, she was not arrested. There was no video of her being escorted into custody in handcuffs, no perp walk. And then after it was all over, she was allowed to leave out a back entrance away from cameras. So, you know, some people say, well, that avoids a crush of reporters who could pose security problems. Other people say, you know, she is being treated differently. And it's funny because, you know, Peter, one of the comments the judge made to her yesterday was, you're no different from anyone else.
Well, yeah, by the way, let me play the comment from the judge, because the judge was pretty stern. Listen to this.
Yes.
If you violate the law, I will remand you and set no bail, because a felony is a different situation and you're not entitled to bail. So what I'm telling you is you need to follow the laws just like everybody else. Look around this room, the DA, your attorney, the sheriff's deputies, everybody. You're no different than anyone else. Don't push your luck, because I'm telling you, things will be different. Do you understand what I'm telling you?
Yes, sir.
All right, so Teresa walks out of the store in Venice with the jewelry on. What happens to her?
Well, what happens to her is that she gets arrested just as Lindsay Lohan has been charged with the crime. As I mentioned a second ago, Lindsay didn't have to be arrested. She was allowed to go to the court. But Teresa would be arrested, and then she'd make a court appearance just like Lindsay did. I don't know if she'd wear the same dress or not. But when she's in court, she's going to be told, okay, you're on bail. You know, Teresa would probably get bail, $40,000, just like Lindsay Lohan. And now, if she's convicted on the grand theft charge, then she could have probation revoked based on the DUI charge of a few years ago. So,
well, it's hard keeping up because she's currently on probation for the 2007 DUI case. She recently wrapped up a three-month court-ordered stay at rehab after testing positive for coke while on probation. She's still under investigation by police in Riverside for allegedly assaulting an employee at the Betty Ford Center. She'll be back in court February 23rd for a hearing on the terms of her probation.
It's a lot of stuff.
She's got a lot going on, and what is being rumored is that she'll get into an early disposition program where a lot of felony charges, nonviolent offenders, DUIs, embezzlement, theft, drugs, and you have a very quick deal, reduced charges, maybe a little jail time, maybe no jail time, maybe just probation. That's really what her lawyer is pointing toward.
All right, so there it is, a review of the top 10 stories, the big stuff. In terms of talk radio, talk television, the left versus the right, all that good stuff, as usual, put together. And now it's put to bed because it's 59 past the hour.